This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Daily experience for lots and lots of people. Thank you. DJD Show, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Kara Schillen is here. Jennifer back on the morrow. We are continuing. Suppose this is what's expected. Check out the results. Democrats have the House. No news there. Some Republicans picked up some Senate seats. No news there. Is there any news that is shocking? Looking around at the results, Scott Walker lost. That a surprise? I don't know. What do you ladies think? We'll start with Victoria Keelan. Anything stand out that needs another rehash, or have we had enough?
Well, I don't know. I think that there are a lot of small victories that people on the left are celebrating this morning. I think for women and for LGBT candidates, I think it was a really good night. I was sort of surprised that Colorado elected their first openly gay governor. Because Colorado, I have a lot of friends and family in Colorado, and it's one of those sort of, it's an odd kind of state. I love visiting Colorado, but it's kind of like,
it's an odd state. Yeah.
It's a hard candy shell of like sort of hippie on the outside, but really more conservative on the inside. So yeah. I was a bit surprised by that. But again, it's, you know, it's progress. And I think the further
how
we
do you
go
define progress is diversity. Would you define progress as diversity? Does one
well,
go hand
in hand?
Well,
I was just going to say, progress to me is anytime we have a fairer representation of actual American citizenship, then I consider that to be progress. There are so many gay and lesbian and everybody in the LGBTQI community who need representation. So I think that is progress when you're in a member of any particular group, a minority group of any type, and that's not a racial thing, that's any minority group, and you look up on the TV and you see someone that you can identify with who's representing you, I think that's progress.
Yeah. All right, what do you think, Victoria Jones?
I think a couple of things. One thing I'm thinking is I wonder how many people's votes actually shifted, and I'll be very interested to know what that looks like when people answer questions on that, if they answer honestly, which I think they will now the elections have happened, how much they shifted from 2016, and I suspect not very much, which will tell us that we still have gridlock, but that probably more people voted and different people voted. I think we have a big rural, suburban, urban divide. I don't think that is good for America. And so I don't think that this is a good day for anybody, to be honest with you, in terms of a happy America going forward. And I think an unknown at this point is what role did Latino voters play in this election? Because I have not seen very much reporting yet. It may be coming out now. It wasn't out very early this morning on exit polling of Latino voters.
Right. So here I'll add something.
I was seeing stories just before the election saying that they felt that they had been ignored as voters again.
Yeah, I don't buy that. In Massachusetts, I'll give you some stats. The number of whites and blacks and Hispanics was something that was studied. I don't know if it's been studied elsewhere around the country, but I know looking at some of the local results here, it has changed. The landscape with Hispanic input has changed, not dramatically, I would say markedly, in some cities like Worcester and Springfield, both not so much in Boston, although I'm sure there was some impact from Hispanic voters in the election of the black lady that replaced Capuano, the congressman. But the number of Hispanic voters has increased in the election for Donald Trump even. 8% of the voters identified themselves in exit polls as being Hispanic. The exit polls yesterday indicate 12% of the voting public across the state were Hispanic. That is, in my mind, a huge increase, and I think would probably be reflected in other places. And you said something also, Victoria Jones, that was very interesting, the divide between rural and urban America. There is, and there's no place that I notice that more than in the family farmer, the food and farm stuff that I do on the air and in my own life as an American farmer, family farmer. I have noticed a huge difference in not only the people participating in activities on my farm and buying the products and participating, but also in the realization that we are where the food comes from, the locavores, if you will, that embrace and want to know where the food comes from, and this huge percentage of the population that have no idea what life on the farm is about, or what happens on the farm, or what's grown on the farm.
Well, do you think it's getting better, bridging that gap?
I don't know. I would hope so, but honestly, Victoria, I don't know. I don't feel, I have conversations, when I see the people, we have thousands of people that come to my farm every summer to participate in events, and I'm trying to get, I was just talking actually a few minutes ago to a woman who I want to have cultivate more interest in the farm and have more events there so that people see what goes on the farm. Young children can see, touch, feel, sense what a young cow is about, or what animals that are bigger than they are all about. But there's this real difference here. I think in terms of directly answering your question, some of the things that are going on in the cities, like urban farming, urban gardening, the literal growing, and I used to know where you lived, Victoria Jones, but I don't know what the building looked like. In New York City, where Victoria Keelan used to live, there are many large buildings that have virtual mini farms on their roof.
Yeah.
They're growing, I mean, they're really going to town to grow vegetables and things that, you know, that make their life healthier. But do they understand how the process works? They know how it works in the city and what they've done, and they've taken that opportunity, but do they know what's going on the farms?
I don't know
the answer to that.
Yeah, and I don't either. I think that, you know, and we recently moved out of New York City after living there for a long time, and we're now in suburbia in New Jersey. I actually think that there was more of a focus on farmers markets when I lived in Manhattan. And yeah. I think that there were, and I, you know, I talked to actual farmers from upstate New York and from Long Island and from North Jersey who would come in for weekly farmers markets and things. I think cities are doing a much better job in bridging that gap between knowing where
your
age comes from.
Yes.
With
your
age
group and younger, I agree. Your age group and older, I do not agree.
I think that in suburbia, I think suburbia is actually falling short. I think if you're in a city, you have an interest now. And if you're in suburbia, you just go to the local food store, grocery store, and that's it. I don't know that there's really as much of an emphasis on farmers markets and things like that in suburban America. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's almost three different categories. We've got urban America, the farming community, and then in the middle, I think suburbia is really the problem. Because in suburbia is where all the fast food is being consumed. That's where, you know, the Walmarts are. That's not a focus on our farm-to-table mentality. So I think suburbia is really where we need to work on.
Yep, that's a very astute observation.
I think very upscale suburbia has got farmers markets. So I think you've got, within that, you've got the further breakdown of income.
Blue-collar suburbia is not concerned about farmers markets.
No.
Not at all.
White-collar suburbia is. Yeah. It is a big problem because a lot of the problem later in life, our health problems come from the fact that these people are eating crap and then everybody has to pay, which is not a pleasant experience. So, all right. So, again, we go in areas where other people don't go, folks. Who would have thought? I want to know how many other radio programs are analyzing the election results and putting the farmer and rural and urban and that sort of thing. That's real, though. That's real America. Frankly, as are the pillows on your bed, if they are my pillows, this is real America defined. Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, your pillow, perhaps. Victoria Keelan's got them. Kara's got them. Sorry, Victoria Jones, you weren't entitled to that go-around. Maybe next time around. There are a lot of classic pillows that are offered by the folks at MyPillow. There are any number. If you look at the, if you go to their website, MyPillow.com, look around and see all the various pillow sizes, shapes, mattresses too. There are all kinds of promotions all the time. The best one to use is the DJV code because it entitles you to get pretty much everything in the catalog at half price. You buy one, you get two. That sort of thing. The four-pack now, you buy two and you get four. All of that. I mean, there are so many different deals. You got to go to the official site, MyPillow.com. Go to the site, buy your pillows, and maybe you're going to have them wrapped up for Christmas. Ooh, should I be saying that or not? What do you say, ladies? Pillows for Christmas? Too early to plant that seed? Maybe not. Huh?
Sure.
Yeah,
well, I'm a last-minute Christmas shopper, so I don't know.
Yeah, me too. I want to see what's around. Anyway, the MyPillow works because they are well-constructed. You can wash them. You can dry them. They're guaranteed. It's a fabulous American company with a fabulous American offer and a fabulous American message. MyPillow. Buy one, get the second one free of any of the pillows. Use the code DJV. Get a corner on the pillow market. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for everything. One, you pay for it. The second one, you get free. Buy it now at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You know, I think most everybody gets the theme of this program. One of the themes, not too subtle. I believe in equality, diversity, that sort of thing, and it's always been a hallmark of who I am, and we all are who we are, and we all represent ourselves as being who we are on this program. Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Horn, all of us sort of the same. I think it's the practical way that America is going. In the main, not always. Here's an example of that. You may have seen on any number of social media posts this film, The Cardiologist, visit to his office. The doctor screams at the patients for speaking Spanish to him instead of English. The lady's name is Yuset Galora. They went with her mother, Maria Ramirez, to the cardiologist in San Bernardino, and they're actually, Dr. Paul Ryan actually started a fight with them. He asked them if they spoke English, and they didn't, and he doesn't have a translator apparently, but it wasn't so much what was said, it was the way it was said, and that's what you get the nuance on. They filmed the whole thing. They understood how to use their iPhone anyway. And in San Bernardino, no, San Bernardino isn't a place if you're in business that you don't want to have some connection to Spanish. So that's that story. 21 after the hour.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is proof that anything is possible. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith revealing that he is an ordained minister. Married his son on the weekend. He was interviewed by TMZ. He paid $80 to become an ordained minister, he told the interviewer. Performed the ceremony for his son and daughter-in-law. Says he'd like to perform more weddings and will charge $200,000 if people want to hire him.
That's an expensive ministry.
Oh, my God. His certification comes from the Universal Life Church Monastery, which offers free online ordination to people of all cultures, creeds, and belief systems, but charges for additional items, including paperwork.
Of performing.
That's why it's $80. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, you know, even, well, the funny thing is, you get a parking pass. As I did this, when Lewis and I got married, we ordained our friend Dean, who went through the Universal Life Church, and he got the whole package. So now he actually has a parking pass for clergy, which I didn't know existed. But apparently, it's like having a doctor's plate on your license plate, so you don't get parking tickets, and you get a whole package of things. For $80. So,
for $80?
Yeah.
Bucks.
Yeah.
Really?
And your license in all states, too.
$80 parking passport just about anywhere. There's going to be a whole load of people applying to be ordained ministers after this show.
I know. Well, people don't know. It's not one of those things they advertise.
They
but it
do
comes
now.
With the package. Yep.
I'm the Reverend Dr. Stefan from now on.
You could be.
Yes, I could be.
You could do weddings at your farm.
I remember teasing my daughter. I wore a T-shirt to my daughter's graduation that congratulated her. And I think what I said on it is, congratulations on spending $129,000 of your father's.
You're really great at celebrating
things.
What was it? Your niece or somebody got engaged and you said, what the heck?
Or, no, I didn't say what the heck.
Yeah, well, something that I can't say on air. You are wow.
All right, anyway, let's keep moving in the music department in a different direction, over to One Direction, in fact. It's been more than 7 years since One Direction released their breakthrough hit, What Makes You Beautiful, and now the song's video has surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube.
And I am over 1 million of those views. It's all
you
me.
You are?
It's just Kara on repeat.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Kara, go!
Well, me and Victoria Jones, we're both watching a lot of it.
Hey, what about me, the other Victoria? I love One Direction.
She likes Harry Styles. That's why she keeps going in.
Yep.
Anyway, they got their start after Simon Cowell put the solo competitors into a group. He came up with this whole thing, right? The One Direction thing was his idea.
Yep. Yeah. He put them together from X Factor.
Yep. What Makes You Beautiful was One Direction's debut single from their first album, Up All Night, and it peaked at number 4 on the charts back in 2012. The music video just surpassing 1 billion views on YouTube, making this band the first video to reach that record, the boy band. Is anybody else? I'm not sure I get from that. Are there other videos that have passed the 1 billion view mark, or is this the first for anybody? There have been others.
There are others. I think Rihanna, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, I think some of the bigger ones like that.
It's
but,
just One Direction's first video.
This
to
is
read
their
it.
First, yeah. But, you know, this tells me, though, that since this song is 7 years old, obviously people want a reunion. Let's get that rumor going.
Let's go.
We want them back together.
Get them back together. One Direction.
They can open for the Spice Girls.
New Kids on the Block or something. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Since December, GM has equipped 3 million cars with an in-dash system it calls Marketplace. The free system communicates directly with merchants, enabling a driver and passenger to order and pay for a variety of products and services without a phone. This is the shape of things to come. Vendors include McDonald's, Shell, ExxonMobil, Dunkin' Donuts, Applebee's, and Delivery.com. The list is growing, and now you can order directly from your car. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get the all of the benefits by going to TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The gist of the midterm election results? Democrats do regain control of the U.S. House of Representatives, but they fall short of their hopes of regaining control of the U.S. Senate. Meanwhile, in one of 36 gubernatorial races, the Republican John Cox in California conceding that race to Gavin Newsom. And while wishing Newsom well, he had some advice for him.
And I hope the lieutenant governor has a success, but you know what? He's not going to have that much success unless he deals with the influence peddlers and the people that would bend policy for their own profit.
In another closely watched governor's race, Republican Scott Walker in Wisconsin narrowly defeated by the state school superintendent Tony Evers. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The hour now here on the DJV radio extravaganza. Well, you can hear us. Can we get close to Alexa? Alexa, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio on Amazon. You can get us. If you got Alexa and you want to hear this program, go to Alexa. Just tell Alexa to play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio on Amazon. That's all you have to do. Or if you've got Google Play, hey, Google Play, CRN1, TuneIn Radio. That's how you get this program amongst a dozen other ways of getting it. Podcasts all the time at djvshow.com. Also, don't forget about our new health advice opportunity for you, DJV Health News at djvhealthnews.com. Ask any question. Get a lot of robust answers. If you need health advice, you got some info from a doctor and you want to check it out, a lot of alternatives
literally and figuratively, to medical advice at djvhealthnews.com. Help yourself to that. The story of the election, the good, the bad, the ugly, the sad. An 82-year-old woman voted yesterday for the first time in her life.
Wow.
Her name, Gracie Lou Phillips. After she voted, she died.
Oh, she cast immediately
her,
after?
Yep. She was dragging her portable oxygen tank into the polling booth. Lives in Grand Prairie, Texas, or did, which is a Dallas suburb. She was brought by her granddaughter, Michelle. Her grandmother had never voted before because she was never really informed, not well-educated, misinformed. Matter of fact, she finally registered to vote for the first time. She kept telling everybody, I'm going to vote, I'm going to vote, I'm going to vote. My vote counts. She voted, and she died. 82 years old. She had pneumonia.
Jeez.
So that tells you, I think that's an interesting lesson about how important and precious it is to exercise your right to vote. People do it in all sizes, shapes, and ways, and forms. But that was the most interesting story I found, scurrying around, looking through stories of people who voted, voting stories, that kind of stuff. Although Victoria Jones has an interesting twist on the election. Not so much the election as the newsrooms that were covering the election and what they had to eat.
Yeah, well, having covered quite a few elections
on your own,
it's all about the food, man. You've got to get through that night, and you get hungry, and then it goes on and on and on and on. So Byron Tao, who is just an excellent reporter on serious stuff, decided to find out what everybody was eating at the various bureaus, both Washington, D.C., New York City, and then elsewhere in America, like in L.A. Times in L.A., they were eating Thai, for example. So in D.C., for example, the Daily Caller was eating Chick-fil-A, whereas Axios was eating barbecue. The Guardian, which is left-leaning from the UK, they were eating Thai. The Hill was eating Aladdin's Kitchen. Politico was having catering with a midnight pizza order possible if reporters are still hungry. Of course they are. BuzzFeed was having Panda Gourmet Chinese. And ABC News was having Lido's Pizza Cupcakes. Tacos for Reuters and CBS. Lebanese Taverna for the Agence France-Presse. The LA Times was having Chinese. USA Today had Chinese. Boston Globe had Mai Tai. The Washington Post had Greek mixed grill and then kebabs and then extras around 11 p.m. New York Times had burgers and fried chicken sandwiches. And the Wall Street Journal had G Street food and pizza.
Of course they did.
Well, I think BuzzFeed had the worst there with Panda Express. That's like a food court in a mall. That's really cheap, BuzzFeed.
Oh, I wonder what the Metro West Daily News was eating in their newsroom. It's always fun to get the insider side of things.
Yeah.
And as long as we're in the food department, some food and farm news. I don't know how much farm there is in this one. The answer to the question, could gum, bottled water, and pizza bagels, pizza bagels, get a healthy label from the FDA? Well, who knows? Pizza, bagels, chewing gum, bottled water want to play a starring role in our diets, foods that can be called healthy. Those of us who know what goes on at the USDA or the FDA know they can be had for a buck, and this may be the latest example of that. Food and Drug Administration revamping its definition of healthy to reflect our changing understanding of nutritional science. Really? The push is fueling debate on eating habits and the new standards. Frozen food makers are seeking special rules for mini meals, citing the small pizza bagels and dumplings as examples that might qualify. In what universe does anybody think pizza bagels are healthy? In any universe, no matter what size they are.
But I think if they're going...
And chewing gum?
Right. Well, I think they're going by calories.
When you're stoned, I think.
Oh,
right.
Come on.
But I think they're going. No, she's right. But they're going by calories and by fat content. Chewing gum has no fat. Pizza bagels don't have a lot of fat. They're not healthy and they're processed and lots of carbs. But carbs, so, on the, as far as the FDA goes, carbs are not a non-healthy item. So yeah. This is really kind of in the weeds of how we define
the important
words.
Phrase. There is in the FDA's lexicon. The FDA
right.
hasn't got a clue.
Right.
And anybody who's a farmer, anybody who's on the farm, anybody who knows about healthy food, they have bastardized and ruined, for the most part, most of the use of the term.
Well, you used to say margarine was healthy.
Yeah, right.
You know, and that's
organic,
like one of the worst things you can eat.
Natural. Yeah,
terrible.
Really is horrible. So anyway, there's pushback, to be sure. Their definition of healthy, when they look at snack bars and have loaded with fat, and I don't know, I don't like the FDA, you know, I don't like the government, period, but I sure as hell don't like the FDA and the USDA. They're a bunch of clowns. And so, I mean, there's nothing that when you look at these things, you know what it does? It underscores, frankly, the disconnect. We were talking about this in the last half hour. If you want to go back and listen to on TuneIn Radio, hour number 4. The focus on the urban and suburban eaters and what they know about food and where it comes from and gardens and all that other stuff. These people are so damn clueless. They come from these schools like they go to Columbia and they think they know, or Princeton. They think they know through theory what the real rules of food are, the nutritional values. It's all theory. It's not practical. But the bad fats, the good fats, what we talk about on our Good Day Health Show things all the time. Aye, aye, aye. All right, anyway, I think I made my point. Snacks, as long as we're focused on them, playing an important role in fueling families' minds and bodies as they juggle busy schedules. Not all snacks are made equal, as we hear from our pal Andy Solomon.
Every parent knows the struggle of finding nutritious snacks and creative activities that will keep the kids nourished and happy throughout their busy schedules. Introducing Imagine, a new brand that offers delicious portable snack options made with real ingredients that provide wholesome nutrition that parents can feel good about feeding their kids. Sarah Guzman from Frito-Lay.
We know how hard it is to find snack options that not only taste great, but also deliver important nutrition like protein or calcium. That's why we're so excited to bring this new line of snacks to parents who are looking for delicious, wholesome options to feed their kids.
The Imagine line includes two products, yogurt crisps and cheese stars, that are both non-GMO Project Verified, contain no artificial colors or flavors, and are packaged in no-mess resealable bags, perfect for on-the-go families.
More than just a snack, Imagine is all about unlocking kids' imaginations. After all, snack time is the perfect time for parents and kids to take a few minutes to have some fun and be creative.
For more, visit ImagineSnacks.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. We're joined by a well-known chef as the focus on the holidays. Good God, look at the calendar and tell me you are 2 weeks from Thursday. 2 weeks from tomorrow, it's Thanksgiving. The holidays are here. Yes, they are. Hey, Chef Tony Fiallo is here. He's the director of culinary innovation at Boston Market, which, by the way, I can quietly admit to being a fan. Boston Market is not just in Boston, boys and girls, it's all over the country. And there's just something about when I don't go there a lot, Chef Tony, but when I go in, there's something about the aroma that I dig. Kind of. And we think about Boston Market because they serve a lot of turkey, and turkey is traditional for this time of year. So what sort of innovation do you see going on, whether it's in your store or other stores for Thanksgiving dinner and through the holidays?
So
really kind of about plussing up the sides that you have. And one thing I really like to do this time of year is take our Boston Market stuffing and just really kind of jazz it up. So we have our stuffing. I'll add a little Gruyere cheese, a little heavy whipping cream, a little garlic, a little rosemary. We can't forget my friend Bacon. He goes in there, put them in a pumpkin and bake it and put it out on the display at your table. I mean, it blows your family away. It's a great visual. Some of that nice sweetness from the pumpkin and mixing it in there with the stuffing, it just really can't be beat. So, you know, it's really about just kind of making it your own and taking your sides and doing whatever you want. You want mashed potatoes with prosciutto and smoked Gouda? Do it. You know, we always encourage people to kind of be creative and kind of let their wild creative side fly.
Speaking of visuals, I think most people have a hard time visualizing, whether they know Boston Market or not, from the inside or the outside, of there actually being a chef someplace in the kitchen who's cooking all of this stuff up, literally and figuratively. I find that, and I think a lot of other people find it, you know, we just kind of think, we go into a storefront, the food's there, we don't give really a lot of thought to who's responsible for coming up with these recipes. Isn't that true, don't you think?
No, it's true. I mean, with any restaurant group out there, there's usually some culinary creative geniuses behind the scenes there making it happen. So, yeah, you know, we kind of take it for granted. You go into the restaurant, to your point, you know, and we get our size and everything. But we've got a great team at Boston Market. We're always thinking about the holidays because this is a really important time of year for us and making sure we're taking care of our families and our guests that come into our restaurants.
Well, is it at this time of year, because you do a lot of different meal options for sure, but I think what I first knew about Boston Market was the turkey, although chicken is big, but do you have people coming in and buying a whole turkey or a whole chicken and just taking it home and maybe with some of the side fixings? Is that somewhere, does everything have to be prepared for each individual who walks through the door, say, I want a chicken cutlet or I want turkey or... Can you take home a whole turkey or a whole chicken?
You sure can. So one of our most popular holiday meal kits is our turkey for 12. So we do a whole roasted turkey. You have your spinach artichoke dip with crackers. You have a fresh pumpkin pie, a fresh apple pie, cranberry walnut relish, mashed potatoes, gravy, and your rolls. So that's pretty much it. It's a complete meal. Serves about 12 people, and that's for about $119.99.
This is for a guy like me whose first experience cooking a turkey. The girls laugh at me here because when I first got divorced, the first meal I cooked for my children was Thanksgiving. And I put the turkey, I think the turkey weighed 12 pounds, put it in the oven and let it cook all night long. So you can imagine.
You had turkey.
I broke the knife trying to cut it. So what I'm thinking is for people like me who might want to be, you know, might want to entertain a little bit, this is a pretty good, I will tell you, the taste is great. As I alluded to the smell, this is a good alternative for people who don't want to cook their meal.
It's a great alternative,
right? Isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it's also nice if you don't want to go out to a restaurant and sit. You can have still have that home, you know, that home experience of having everyone around the table at home, but not doing any of the work. Yeah.
That's right.
And we give several options at Boston Market. So you can come in during the week of Thanksgiving, and you can actually pick up sides, whatever sides you want. They can be hot and ready to go, or you can heat them up at your house. And we also do home delivery, where we'll actually send out meals, sides, whatever you want, we'll send them out to your house.
I didn't know that you did home delivery. That's interesting.
We do. Yeah. Right? We do.
Yeah. All right. So that's a good story. Thank you, Tony. And happy. Is it too early to wish people happy Thanksgiving?
No, not at all. Happy holidays to you, Doug.
Thank you. Chef Tony Fialo from Boston Market with some ideas that could apply to you and your circumstance. Maybe I think it's a good idea. I really do. I'm going to my sister's for Thanksgiving. He invited me last night, but if I weren't, I might do that because I'll feed some of the guys on the farm on Thanksgiving Day. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Individual. individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I kiss the bell, a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you.
That's fabulous.
Weaving romances, making believe they're true.
Oh, Sasmo.
Louis Armstrong in a song that came from Sleepless in Seattle. Seems to be some movie news about that. Chuckers are with us today, but the two Victorias and Kara and I do have some movie news for you. Starting out with the focus on Sleepless in Seattle. So, Victoria, what's the scoop?
Yeah, the Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks classic is actually celebrating its 25th anniversary, and it will be coming back to theaters on December 2nd and the 5th, those 2 days, at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. You can check your local listings. It's going to appear in about 400 cinemas around the country just for those 2 days. So if you want to go see a revival showing of what essentially kind of really put Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan on the map as the it couple for a very long run of they did a lot of movies together. So that was kind of the first one, really, that put the... that. I don't think they did one before that together. I think they
You Got Mail came that after that.
Yeah, which I love. I love that movie. Yeah. But yeah, that really established them as the it rom-com couple. And, you know, if you think about it, we don't really have any of those couples anymore.
Nope.
You know, like, there were so many couples that always did movies together back in the day, and that doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Yeah, the Humphrey Bogart, the Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart era. And what was the Tracy Goodnight?
I think Spencer Tom Hanks Tracy. And Meg Ryan were the last couple.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think
Could be.
But we may get another one. You know, when that amazing chemistry hits, I think the studios go, oh yeah, let's do this again.
Uh-huh.
Just doesn't happen
right.
very often.
Speaking of doing it again, will there be a Breaking Bad movie? That info coming up after this.
Attention humans, Sprint is giving away $250,000.
That's right, Atlas. There are 250,000 reasons to check out Sprint this fall. Our Rake in the Cash sweepstakes is from November 2nd through the 8th. Simply drop into your local Sprint store and enter to win your share of $250,000.
My analysis confirms that's a big pile of money.
The Rake in the Cash grand prize is $100,000, and 150 winners will receive $1,000. New and existing customers can enter to win. You get extra entries when you open new accounts, upgrade your phones, activate a watch or tablet, and there are bonus entries for each year you've been with Sprint. There's no purchase necessary. Simply visit your local Sprint store for official rules and complete details.
Hurry, humans. The sweepstakes ends November 8th.
And there's never been a better time to try the Sprint network. When you visit Sprint, check out our network built for unlimited and all the amazing unlimited plans.
Legal residents of the United States, Puerto Rico, and District of Columbia, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sponsors Sprint Communications Company, LP.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do. And it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
All right, so for those of you, I was never really a fan of Breaking Bad, but it's where I first learned a lot about Bryan Cranston, who's been a character actor for decades. This is where he made his mark. And so, and Aaron Paul, I think, did too, in terms of where actors.
It's so interesting that you say that. I guess this is where he made his dramatic thing. But I always saw him in Malcolm in the Middle. He was in that for years before Breaking Bad.
Yeah, he was a kid actor. He's been around for a long, long time.
Well, he was the father of that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the conversation is, according to Variety, that the creator of Breaking Bad wants to do a movie, and he's trying to talk these guys into doing it: Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul and whoever else was in it. They filmed it in Albuquerque, I think, or outside of Albuquerque. And so there was some speculation in the local newspaper there that this is going to happen, though.
Well, people will like it if it's well done. People want more of their shows. The Downton Abbey movie is going to be out next year. Everyone's going to rush to see that. So,
Shrek getting a reboot with the same team that did the Despicable Me movies. The revival, I don't know, is that good or bad? I don't have an affinity for Despicable Me or Shrek or any of these kind of movies. So
I think Shrek's cute. Do we need more Shrek, though? I don't know.
Shrek, Puss in Boots getting a reboot. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of an interesting reality. Is everybody's looking for something that was successful that's recreated. Where's imagination these days? 59 past the hour. Thanks to everybody. This is the DJV Show.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.